You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Several times a week, Laura will turn to me after we get into bed and say those six little words I've been waiting to hear all day. Can I read something to you? Once I've said yes, she reaches for an item from her very cluttered nightstand and proceeds to bring that book, blog post, poem, essay, or article to life with her voice. I hope you enjoy listening to her read as much as I do. Here's this week's selection from Laura's Nightstand.
Hi, as Scott said, this is On My Nightstand, and I'm Laura Cathcart-Ravins. And today we're bringing you an excerpt from this book, Kabar, right here. It is An Immigrant Journey of Food, Memory, and Family. It is written by Madhushree Ghosh, who is an upcoming guest on the show, and I'll tell you a little bit about her. Madhushree Ghosh works in oncology diagnostics and is a social justice activist. Her work has been awarded a notable mention in Best American Essays in Food Writing and a Pushcart Prize nomination. She lives in San Diego, California, and she is the author of Kabar, which is the book I'm reading from. So just to set this up a little bit, first of all, I love this book. It made me incredibly hungry. She writes about food, she writes about culture, she writes about science, she writes about social justice and activism, and it's all in this book, but there's a lot of food in this book. And when you listen to our interview, you'll hear us talk a lot about food as well. But this is a section where Madhushree is meeting her soon-to-be husband's, or as she refers to him, as her soon-to-be ex-husband, meeting his parents for the first time. And they're all Indian, but they come from different parts of India. And he's kind of been avoiding having them meet. They're visiting Madhushree and her soon-to-be ex-husband in America. And so they've been staying with him. They haven't been over to see her, and she hasn't been able to meet them. So this is where we drop in to the book. Right after I tell you about this cool new product that Scott and I discovered.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
One month after his parents have been with him, I put my foot down. Shall I come over, or will you bring them to my place? I don't give him a chance to refuse. We can always meet you later, Madhu, he starts. No, I'm making dinner. Arti will be there too. They can meet her and me. She's South Indian. They can have conversations with her if they feel out of place with the Bengali. He sighs. Why is it always like this with you? Who said anything about you being a Bengali? The problem is that we have said nothing about nothing. I assume we will get married. I assume he knows. I assume his parents know. I assume they know how important it is to me. It is. I wonder if it's more important than my PhD. Tomorrow, 7 p.m., bring them, please. Dinner will be ready. That evening, I make dinner. Arti, who can't cook like I can, vacuums the small apartment, cleans the bathroom, and sets the table. I make masoor dal with cumin, nigella seeds, ginger, and turmeric. I make begun ba, frying the eggplant in mustard oil, just like Ma taught me. I add sugar at the end to caramelize the eggplant slices before serving. Then I make cauliflower curry with frozen peas and roasted cumin and coriander seasoning. I finish that with a raita, cucumber and tomatoes and thick yogurt seasoned with Kashmiri mirch and cumin. After that, I make ghee from unsalted butter, slowly stirring the whey away from the oils to make a thick dark brown liquid. The apartment fills with its fragrant smell. The sweet yogurt with soft jaggery notes is setting in the fridge. We are ready. The family that I want to belong to shows up promptly at 7 p.m. Later, my now ex and his mother tell me that it's not them but his father who is the punctual one. His father, a tall man in his 60s with my now ex's nose, smiles politely and offers me a formal handshake. He wears a skull cap and a thick sweater, even though it's not that cold in Maryland yet. His mother, small, with thick eyebrows and with foundation on her face that's 10 shades lighter than her skin tone, making her look ashy, awkwardly clings to my now ex's arm and says, "Hi, Madhu," like a child. Later, I find out that everyone says she, Annie, is like a child. Annie, the name given to her in the 60s when she was newly married to my now ex's father and lived in England for 4 years. Annie is like a child. Everyone says she's a great cook, but she's the youngest in her family, and a child. That description sticks. I don't know what it means. Does it mean she's childlike, innocent, or childish, like a grown woman acting petulantly? I don't know. But as long as I knew her, she was Annie, who is such a child. Such a naive and innocent person that everybody forgave her behavior without much protest. 20 years ago, she must have been in her late 50s, early 60s. She wasn't a child. But in 1997, I know that this is my mother-in-law-to-be, so I smile back at her and say, "Welcome." They admire our sparse furniture, the second-hand bookshelf tilting to the right from the weight of all the biochemistry books. Artie's television and overstuffed couch sit in the living room adjacent to the dining area, the only two things in this graduate student's apartment that are relatively new. The dining table has my mother's blue tablecloth, hiding the scratches from carrying it up the stairs from near the dumpster where another graduate student left it. "Good house, Madhu," his father says, even though I know it's not. Next to him, I see my now ex exhale. That's when I realize it is his father who will make all the decisions. It is his father we all try to get on our side. "Let's eat. The food will get cold," I say, clearing my throat, pretending to be in charge. Artie puts the rice bowl in the center. I bring the cauliflower over. The parents head one by one into the tiny bathroom to wash their hands. They will obviously eat with their hands. And while I have changed my eating habits in the years since I moved from India, though I can go back to CR Park and eat Ma's food with my fingers with the same ease I always have, I eat with a fork in America now. We ask if they want wine. His father doesn't drink, but now my ex goads him to. He acquiesces, but it really wasn't much of a protest to begin with. We open a bottle. I think it's Merlot, but we aren't aficionados. Who knows what we open? I bring out my Pier 1 champagne flutes, because that's all we have in terms of wine glasses. No one cares. We toast, and his mother wipes the wine stain from her lips with the palu of her sari when she thinks no one is looking. I serve the ghee I made that evening to his father first, a dollop on the steaming white rice. I push the salt closer so he can mix the starchy rice with the fragrant, clarified knuckle-deep in the rice and ghee mixed butter on his plate. "Thank you," I grin. The apartment is filled with lip-smacking and chewing sounds. Ma always said those sounds were uncouth, low-class. You can be a Brahmin and still be low-class, I think. Then I shake myself out of that judgmental attitude. I am, after all, marrying into this family. They're old. That's why they eat with their mouths open. I will make this work. We eat a lot and laugh a lot. They tell me that they think Bengali sing Rabindra Sangeet and eat Rosogola every day. They tell me how different we are from them. They ask me if I believe in God. I say no. I grew up in a family where that wasn't a priority. Education was. Is. My now ex's father nods. "But we do believe in God, you know." "Sure," I say. "I won't stop you, and you shouldn't stop me." "Hissa barabar." "Yes," he nods. "Fair is fair. We settle accounts. I don't need to put you down, and you don't need to challenge me either." "The ghee, Madhu," he says again. "This is excellent. How did you make it?" "Oh, it's easy. Unsalted butter. You need the best organic butter. And keep it on low, simmer. Simple. but the whey has to separate from the clarified butter. Is it that simple, Madhu? He asks. I nod, happy to share the information. It is, but it can also be a science experiment. You have to watch or else you can burn it. Then it'll taste bitter with burnt fatty solids from the cream. You can't undercook it, or it'll have a faint raw milk smell. It's a fine balance. Artie announces before I can stop her, Madhushri is a very good cook, Uncle. He nods appreciatively. My now ex watches him closely. Then my now ex says, but Mom makes great ghee too. Nah, Ma? I hadn't noticed his mother's reaction till then. She sits with her fingers coated with masoor dal and rice, a petulant mouth with an expression holding the beginnings of a tantrum. She looks up at her husband to her left across from me and says, Ina, isn't my ghee good? Ah, Annie, her husband says, as if on autopilot, a reassurance and a soft teasing pattern that married couples often fall into. Are you jealous that I praise Madhu? No, she shakes her head and says, my ghee is good. My now ex reaches across the table, his left hand outstretched to his mother. Your ghee is the best, Ma, he says decisively. I head to the kitchen to bring out the jaggery sweetened mistu doi. Artie follows me and places her empty plate in the sink.
Hey, I love that episode, honey, and I want to welcome all of our new Patreon members.
Absolutely. Hey, welcome to our community, and thank you.
And thank you.
Yes. I mean, your dollars support our podcast, and it's because of you that we get to keep bringing you all these incredible stories, like the one you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you're enjoying all the access to exclusive content, the storytelling video series, and the monthly Zoom hangs. Come hang with us.
Monthly membership start at just $5. Mm-hmm. I don't know what anyone can buy for just $5 a month anymore.
Not much.
Right? But like she said, we love seeing you all in our Zoom hangs. It's our favorite Zoom of every month. So, honey, which of our Patreons are we shouting out today?
Well, first up is Mercedes Cusick, LMFT.
All right, Mercedes.
Licensed trauma therapist. Mm-hmm. She is a licensed trauma therapist, and she's certified in EMDR therapy, which means that Mercedes has advanced training in complex and developmental trauma. And she's doing something really special called EMDR intensives. So for those of you who don't know, like me, mm-hmm. I didn't know.
I didn't either.
Right? EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And it's simply by stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps the brain heal and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories.
So let's put it this way. Maybe you've witnessed or experienced a disturbing or traumatic event in your life, a car accident, work-related events, sexual assault, crime-related traumas, traumatic medical procedures. Maybe you have a severe injury or childhood bullying, military combat, or even emotional abuse.
Yeah. And if you've experienced any of these things, but like so many busy people, you just don't have the time for traditional EMDR, then Mercedes' individualized concierge curated program is for you. These intensives range from like half a day to several days, but they're the equivalent of, get this, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to say there's no need to talk extensively about those disturbing experiences. And because these intensive formats decrease treatment time, it also saves you a considerable amount of money in the long run.
Exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, and why wouldn't you? Right? Then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today. Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist, is located in Woodland Hills, California. See our show notes for the website, which is www.mercedescusick.com.
So what's new with How to Do the Pot podcast, honey?
Ah, yes. Ellen Scanlon.
Ellen.
We love Ellen. Mm-hmm. One of our favorite previous guests has a podcast called How to Do the Pot podcast.
I still think it's one of the best titles.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's all about demystifying cannabis for women. Recently, they released their new Sleep 101 series. And in these short episodes, real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep, stay asleep, and not wake up with a weed hangover.
No weed hangover.
Right? And on the regular episodes of How to Do the Pot, every week you can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis. No. How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from experts to help with solutions around stress, sleep, sex. Did I say sex?
You did.
And chronic pain, with the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis. So if you're ready for practical advice about weed by women and for women, listen to How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts.
Next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
Cute Booty Lounge.
Yeah, we love having you back, Kelly.
Yes, we do. Do you want to talk about it or do you want me to?
Let's talk about it together.
Okay, so Cute Booty was a concept that was born in Kelly Nishimoto's garage.
Which we talked about in her episode.
We did, mm-hmm. in 2004. So that was a long time ago. And she was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, particularly what, hon?
The booty.
The booty.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Yeah, she did. But she still wanted it to be polished enough to wear out and about. So her signature is the patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women, just like Ellen's How to Do the Pot podcast, uh-huh. by women and for women, right here in the USA. The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. So tell them where to go, hon.
So go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today.
Yeah, and what do people always say to me when I wear those leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty. And then we still have Kathleen Hahn coming in as a Patreon. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yep, thank you for your support. We love making content for all of you.
Yes, and we are looking for you on those Zoom hangs, but it's so great to have your support. Thank you for being one of our premier level Patreons and really supporting the podcast. Yep. You're just the best.
We know you're busy, and we hope that the podcast is offering you an escape from your real life.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Patreons. On My Nightstand is a special segment of the Only One in the Room podcast. Today's episode was produced by Scott Slaughter, who I call Hun, and executively produced by Christina Barcy, who we call Barcy. Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible, brand new Only One interview, and every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading from something that I love. If you have an Only One in the Room story or a piece of writing that you'd like to share, please submit it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.